Absolutely.
Thank you for holding. Is this Mary?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives, Tara.
Yes.
She asked me to jump on the line with you to see what we could do with the pricing, but
Okay.
did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it seems pretty basic. I mean, we put on the page, and then people, when they Google for that particular type of work, that would come up, like a Mason, and he'd come up on the first page of Google, which is always nice.
Yeah, it's called
And it's
a
month to month,
keyword.
so
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Yep,
And
month to
we
month.
just started on Angie's List just this past week, so that's why I was just concerned about the cost, because as you probably know already, with Angie's List, we have to pay for every lead that we get, whether or not we get the job.
Right, yeah. I've never really been a big fan of pay-per-lead services. They always seem like you're gambling. It feels like playing with
Right.
scratchers, you know? You pay for it, and then you
Yeah.
scratch it and see what you get.
Well, who knows? Maybe he might like this better, and we'll just use out
Oh, I
whatever,
have no doubt. Yeah. Everybody
credit
uses
that we have
Google.
there.
It's always nice
Okay.
to be able to pull up your own business and see it on Google, see your reviews, and that adds a lot of credibility for people who are considering hiring you, is that you guys have all the background screening and, you know, everything
Okay.
done.
And
So.
then I do have a question now that you mentioned the reviews and stuff. Would there be a way that we'd be able to like forward whatever reviews that he's got on Angie List over to that you without having to reach out to the same people again?
Well, Google actually
Or
has verified reviews actually to protect the customers that are on the first page, the business owners, I should say.
Okay.
So the reviews have to be written from their email. They have to be logged in and actually write it. We can't copy and paste them. And that protects you guys from somebody, like let's say you had an enemy out there or a competitor,
Right.
from going on there and just writing 100 of them without us being able to trace if it was actually a client or if it's legitimate.
Okay.
So yeah, there's
So
no way
then
really around
we
that.
would just have to reach out to the past customers, and they would just have to
Yeah.
issue another one.
Yeah, but all of our clients have this tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app, or you can even visit it on your computer. And if you plug in their number, there's a way to just send them a request to write the review on your Google listing. So it's nice. It has a link
Okay.
already that they'll just get the text and I'll ask them to write a review and ask about their experience, and then we can kind of build up the reviews as we go. Obviously, with the new clients that it brings in too. But Tara was asking me to put you on what's called a platinum package. A platinum package. Yeah, the platinum package. It's an A to Z marketing campaign. So it's not just the first page placement on Google she's requested. Obviously, that's the major money maker in this conversation, and those listings are hard to come by because they're exclusive. But she would want us to complete your online profile, kind of turning us into like your one-stop shop for everything online that you guys don't already have. We know you already have a website and you have HomeAdvisor, but you know this would be Bing first page placement as well. That's pretty big. That's the second largest search engine in the world. There's Facebook ads, so we'd run a Facebook page for your business and do a biweekly posting on that. And then run ads to it. So if anybody searches on Facebook for what you guys do, they're able to see you as an option, review photos, you know, have all that information. And then if they search from it on a different platform and then go to Facebook, it'll get remarketed to them as well. And then there's about 60 total directories that you're on there. So, you know, things like Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you'd be on Thumbtack, Better Business Bureau, AOL, All Pages. And you can get clients from those platforms too. So I think that's why Tara was trying to explain, and that it's a lot better, you know, than what you're doing now. I know the Google listing alone would be able to outperform what you're doing with HomeAdvisor by Angie's because they invest in Google advertising themselves in order to get the leads that they sell. So they're just reselling you the leads. You should be able to get on your own and let people call you direct. Okay. So
Okay. Now
you
this
would.
when you were saying the Facebook ads, now you create Facebook ads for us?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We do all the legwork on it.
We don't have to, like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. We give you the ability to oversee it, right, through that tracking system. So you just log into that, and you'll be able to see everything and how it's being posted. And we obviously want to get your go-ahead on a lot of things. So you might go, okay, you know, what do you think about this? Is it okay if we go ahead and post it? You feel comfortable with that? And then we'll go ahead and go live with it. But as far as all the content,
so you would
the
reach out to me with your ideas and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything that we do, we want to still, you know, pick your brain, make sure we're representing the business properly, making sure that the calls you're getting are qualified. You know, we don't want to be wasting your time or sending you anywhere you don't want to go. So we kind of geographically target the campaigns. We also make sure that you're listed for the specific services rather than just throwing you up there as a general contractor and having people call you for all kinds of things, right? So the package, I mean, it's a full, like I said, A to Z, online marketing campaign for a business, as if you guys were starting from scratch. It would cover all your bases. Normally, it's usually $4.99, to be honest. But, the reason
$499?
Yeah, that's the normal cost on a platinum. Right. Yeah. Pricey.
Okay.
Now, Tara asked me to jump on the line because you already had your own website, so we don't got to build one of those for you. And then there's also a credit that she wanted me to apply. So the company has been around for about 6 years, and you're new to online marketing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So with that being said, I can put you on the same package. I'm not cutting any corners with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're dropping the price, but I would reduce the rate. I could get it down to $299. And that's pretty significant. It's about $200 less. And the reason that's significant is because we would lock you in at that rate month to month. So if you decided to continue to use us each month moving forward, you'll keep that price. It won't go back up.
Okay.
Okay. So if you think about it on a large scale, you go, okay, $299, it's a lot to chew. I get that. If you break it down, it's $10 a day. To make sure that you're always being listed in front of your potential prospects as a top recommended option, right, with reviews and everything else. And then, you know, it's a business expense. Obviously, you guys will be able to write it off at the end of the year. You'll get it back that way, right? And then the type of work that you guys do from a return on investment perspective is huge. The first job that we're able to get land for you guys, assuming that you guys are taking a cherry-picking method and not just going to every little thing that calls you, you know, the first major job is going to offset the cost of the program, probably for the whole year, you know. So, and that's our goal, really. When we offer somebody a month-to-month campaign, we're going, okay, we got a little bit of time to show you guys some results and get your phone ringing, get you guys some clients. If we can nail down some jobs, the chances of you continuing to use the service are going to go up, right? And we know that. So we get in there with you rather than it just be, okay, here, you're up there, you know, there people are calling you, good luck, right? We monitor it. So we're able to actually see, like, which services in your industry are getting the most traffic and phone calls. That way we're not guessing on what we need to have you listed for that's going to actually generate traffic for the business. So it's a very advanced form of marketing, but it's been the most profitable way to advertise a business over the last 15 years. I mean, if we can't get the consistent flow of clients, there isn't one. And that's not the case. It's just the visibility. So, I mean,
If I was to go into, so I would just go into the Google search, and then if I put in Masons, that's what would pop up. Would you pop up there with Masons? How do I see what you have going on right now?
Yeah, you're saying like for a masonry contractor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just go to Google and type in masonry, for example, or masonry contractor, and you'll see there's a map that'll pop up there. And there's little red dots on the map, and then there's a couple of top recommended businesses right next to it. That'll be you guys. That'll be Montoya.
Top 10 masonry. Yeah, that's Thumbtack.
Yeah, see, that's the beautiful thing is Thumbtack, for example, is a directory that we give you for free. So if somebody were to not click on one of these regular businesses, and let's say they clicked on that Thumbtack listing, we'd make sure that you're there too.
Okay.
Right? So that's the beauty of it.
So which one do I click on just to see?
So there's a map.
Oh, I see the map now. Yeah. I got it. Okay.
It's like that. And then if you're on a mobile device, there's a little phone icon, and they could just click on that phone icon, and it rings. Like, you got a live call from somebody in the area who's just looking up what you provide. So you'll see companies like Northern Construction Paving or Mike's Masonry and Concrete.
Powell and Son. So you have, there are quite a few of them.
Well, if you hit more businesses, but the idea here is to have you as the top recommended option, right? So there are a couple of them, but you guys will have your own space there.
And
as of right now, none of them are seeing you. So I think it's going to make a big change in your business. You're going from basically nobody seeing you for masonry to now they're seeing you every time they're doing this search. That's what most people do. And we list you for more than just masonry. We list you for 15 keywords at a time. And then, again, this is just the Google listing. We create Bing, like I said, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Facebook ads. So we're going to have multiple different ways of being able to generate jobs for your company and increase the call volume that you guys are receiving without having to pay per lead.
Right. Okay. Well, it does sound good.
I mean, if you compare it to what you're doing now, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, because you'll notice if you scroll down a little further down the page, you'll be able to see Angie's List or Home Advisor in there. So they're doing Google Ads in order to get those leads, but they're just charging you individually. And those leads will go to four or five other people. So now you pay $50, $100, whatever the case may be for the lead. Then you got to compete with four or five other people on the pricing structure. And then if you don't get the job, let's say somebody else lands it, they still charge you the fee. So I know $299 might sound like a lot, but when you're using it on a home advisor platform, $299 could be as little as, you know, six or seven opportunities, maybe 10 or 11 if they're on the low end, but they're saturated. So, you know, since they're saturated, that's going to hinder your success. Even a really good salesperson might only get like three or four out of a 10 or 11, you know. And so, you know, you'll have a lot more opportunity doing it independently this way and having us list you directly on the first page, let people call you direct.
Okay. All right. I can't make the decision, but I can if you could hold on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that we're actively looking to fill, so I could definitely wait. My reps are calling out on it right now, so our goal is to get it filled today.
Okay. Well, hold the presses.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, it won't go anywhere while I have you on the line. You know, they can't fill it out.
All right. Well, I'm going to use my other cell phone. Just because I'm not good at, I don't want to disconnect you. That would be, bad.
No problem, Mary.
All right. So hold on. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to make no money, though.
I know. All right. So then I'm going to go ahead and tell them okay.
Yeah, I see yesterday. The guy who I see, he's in school.
Maybe. I have them on the other phone. That's why I call them on my phone, because I have them holding on their phone. So I'm pretty sure you would have to take today. So I don't know if you want to just give me the number over the phone.
I don't have the...
Oh, you don't have a car?
No, I lost my car.
What?
I don't remember what I... I can't.
Oh, you had a phone? Okay. All right. So you want me to just do it? You get the money?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay.
That sounds better. I know. Okay. 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 Then let me get back to that. I want you to know how I make out. All right. Hello, John?
Oh, hi, Mary. Yes, I'm still here.
Hi. No, that's fine. Yes, no, he's very happy with that. So that would be great.
Yeah, I figured. You guys are going to love it. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Then even, I don't think you guys will leave us in the future, but even if you left us, you'll still have all your Google reviews. You'll still be Google verified, still have a Google business profile. Okay, so.
Right. Okay.
They're going to send you a card in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. Now, I don't have to display your address, but I do need to send this to you. So are you at the 265 East Lake Boulevard still?
That is his address, yes.
Okay. And you can receive mail there, right? Because it comes in the mail.
Yes.
Okay.
I would assume so.
Okay.
You want me to text him? Let me text him real quick.
Yeah, that would be good to verify because there's a little five-digit number on the back we're going to need from you when it comes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me just text him real quick.
Okay. And am I going to put the profile under your name or his name?
Well, the reason why Angie's list is under my name was because they wanted the person who's going to be managing the site. So that's why it was going to be me. But
yeah, I mean, if customers
that's
call
not
you,
necessary, yeah, they'll call me. So
yeah,
you still
then,
want me, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to be the person that's the point of contact, then we want to make sure we have you on the profile.
Okay. Because, let me think. Because I do have a business line. This is where you're talking to me now.
Right. Well, that's for
so,
the phone. I mean, I could set it up as this is the primary line of contact for the customers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. But just for the name on the profile, because we will send you, like, an invoice receipt and everything, and we want it to match up, too. That way, if you go write it off for the payment, that all the paperwork lines up, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I need to know if you get here.
Is Mary your full name? Just M-A-R-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. Mary Montoya. I like that. Eminem.
Oh, you're putting me under Montoya? That's not my last name, though.
Oh, okay. My apologies. What's your last name?
No, that's okay. It's Cunnane. C-U-N-N-A-N-E.
C-U-N-N-A-N-E?
Yeah, A-N-E. C-U-N-N-A-N-E.
Interesting. And it starts P as Paul.
Nope, C as in cat.
Oh, got it. Okay, makes more sense now. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like, and some languages, Punani is not, is not what you want to put there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So Mary, and then the business email where I could send everything in writing. We actually will document it for you, even though it's month to month.
All right, let me just finish this text to get it to him.
No problem.
That's okay. All right. since all of this is new, let me just make sure that I give you the right information. I'm not used to everything yet. All right. We're going to go. Okay. All right. I'm ready. All right. What do you need first now?
Your business email address.
Email address. Okay. So that is Montoya.
Mm-hmm.
Masonry, construction, @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Got it. And then you want the business name listed as Montoya Masonry or Montoya Construction?
Well, the real business name is Montoya Construction. It's just that we couldn't get that for it, so we stuck the masonry.
Got it. Okay, so the business name will be displayed as Montoya Construction. That's what we had here. But we will be listing you for masonry services. Okay, I got
it.
Perfect. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. And Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay, good people. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from customers?
We don't have card yet, but he did want me. I was going to start looking into what I needed to do to do it.
Do that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you
You'd
have
to go to a bank. We do.
A bank.
Yeah, the bank would be able to set up a merchant processing for you, or you can do like PayPal. They also have other things.
They have
these apps like Venmo and Zelle. Yeah. That go directly through the bank as well.
That's
kind of a convenient merchant processing. If somebody Zelles you a payment, I think they have some limits on it though. And then
we can always add that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the moment, no
customer service. And then I'll also send you guys my line, too. I'll text it to you right now, so that way we make sure you have it.
All right.
So I got the business profile created. I just got to verify the address, and then the website's beautiful, by the way. I just attached the website to the Google listing.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, the people who built your site did a good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like it a lot. No, but it came out good.
Because I had suggested it to him. He always stayed busy through his own customers, you know what I mean? People that he knew word of mouth and everything, which is good.
Right.
But I was just like, why don't you have, like, a website and, you know, other things out there? And he's like, I just never bothered. And so I was like, okay. And then I guess I got his wheels turning, and then like a month or two later, he did a lot of work for me at my house.
Yeah.
And then we became, you know, good acquaintances, friends, or however you want to say.
Yeah.
But he came to me like a month later, and he says, hey, Mary, you know, I thought that was a good idea. And then he started rattling off everything, and he goes, I want to hire you to manage it for me. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
And he wanted me to do the website for him. I was like, no. I said, I could probably play around with it and figure it out, but it is not going to come out special.
it gave me chills a little bit. But, you know, you're going to be a great help to him, especially having this, too.
Yeah.
It's going to help drive traffic, and it's going to increase his business opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You'll really understand what he needed help with and what he's asking you to do over these next couple months as these clients are coming in.
Yeah, well, that's good because he's young. He's in his early 30s, but he is such a nice guy, nice kid. I'm much older than him. He's just a nice guy. He's honest. He works very well. His workers are really good. They clean up after themselves. They're just amazing. And I was able to get him quite a lot of work myself because my sister, and then she knows some people. So we're keeping him busy, but, you know, he'd like to things to come in a little bit faster or have things like a little backed up a little bit, like a couple weeks or whatever.
The ideal way of doing it here is online. Everybody does everything online. You know, we're in a world of instant gratification. So usually, you know, they'll spend months on end just saving up the money for the project, but then they'll take maybe 20 minutes before they hire a contractor.
Right.
You know, as long as everything checks out. So we'll make sure everything checks out and they have all the...
Yeah, and what I didn't like about Angie's list also was, like, we've only started this, like, I think Friday was when I started getting calls. And I've already had two where I had to request a refund because they didn't pan out at all. It was a totally different skill set that the guy was looking for.
Very
and
common.
And another one was a lot of bad information, like neither phone worked and stuff like that. So, all right, this is Carlos now calling me back about.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, Carlos. Okay. They need to mail us something in the mail.
Tell them it's called a Google PIN verification letter.
It's a Google PIN verification. When you get it, if you need help with it, I can help you with it. But it can go right to your house, right?
Number.
No. They're going to send it to your home address in a mailbox. You get mail there, right? Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, there's a little 5-digit number on the back.
And then you didn't have like a P.O. box or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, bye.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Yeah. So I'm going to actually submit that now. Now we got it.
Okay.
And then I'll hide his street address. It seems like he doesn't need people showing up to his
It's home.
Yeah.
It's not really an office. It's home.
Okay. So the listing will still have city, state, and zip on it. It just won't have actual street address. And then I found this other number to the 381-2641. I'm going to add it just for us to call you. Like if I can't reach you at the 7977, I'll use that
one. Because that other one is Carlos's cell phone.
Gotcha. Yeah, I won't have the customers calling that. So the customers are going to call this one that we're on now, the 7977.
Yep.
But I'm going to have this one on file in case I'm having trouble getting a hold of you or something, you know.
Okay.
And I just got a backup plan.
Sure.
Okay. But yeah, I was trying to say that I've worked with a lot of people who have used Home Advisor by Angie's List. They used to be called Service Magic back in the day, and that tends to be an ongoing trend with those leads. They're oftentimes disputing leads or chasing down leads. They're doing everything but landing the actual jobs and focusing on the actual jobs. And it tends to frustrate the business owner. Especially if it's somebody in Carlos's position where he's like, I'm out in the field, I'm trying to make sure the job's getting done properly, I don't have time to. Yeah, so, and then you're spending money. And, yeah.
Because it's time consuming because they send you a text, and then they send you an email, but the email has more information than the text. So they want you to respond right away, but then you don't really know what you're responding to on the text, which comes first.
Right.
You know, so it's just like really weird. I don't know.
Yeah. They try to dispatch it as quickly as possible so they can charge it. That's the thing. The quality of the leads isn't very good there because their goal isn't to get you quality leads or jobs. Their goal is to get you as many leads as possible because that's how they make money. Yeah. So sometimes they might not be good quality, but they still send them over and try to charge it for them.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He goes, they're sending us the crappy jobs.
Right.
The no good jobs. That was my word, crappy. He didn't talk like that. they're not giving us good jobs, he says.
It'll save you a lot of headache just having yourself listed independently, though. Excuse me. Take a drink of water here. Okay. All right, so I have your business profile created. We're going to want to sit down with you and do what's called a client interview at a set time tomorrow. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, Mary, but we ask for an hour just in case, okay? I don't anticipate it really taking that long, but just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions, we want to be very thorough and make sure we're all on the same page. What's a good time? What's your schedule look like tomorrow?
Well, I have a dentist appointment for a cleaning at 8 a.m. Not something nice to have to wake up to, but so I could be home by 10:30. So you want to do like 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock. You got it. Okay. So I'm going to schedule it. Yeah, that's perfect. I'm going to schedule it actually between 11 and 12. And I will text you 1 hour before. I know you might be at the dentist, but just in case, you know, if something goes over, I don't know, God forbid they find a cavity or something, but just let me know, and then I could always reschedule it for you.
All right. And John, do you spell your name with J-O-H-N?
Yep, just like the Bible.
Okay.
And then my last name is Hill, by the way, H-I-L-L.
Hill, okay.
Yeah,
but I'll be getting a call from someone else tomorrow, though, right?
It'll be a different rep. What they'll try to do, actually, Mary, is they'll try to have me call you with them on the line, but sometimes I am tied up on calls. So if I'm not available, then they'll just call you directly on their own.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. All right, save. All right, perfect. And I got the company logo popped up here. I'm going to go ahead and attach that to the Google Business Profile.
That's the flag and the little mountain.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like that too.
It's a nice one. Got a nice logo, got nice coloring on the website. Everything's nice. I like the way it looks.
I couldn't believe how bright it was.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Nice sharp colors, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite color is blue, so that's like it's like a royal blue, you know? So it just pops up like it's perfect. Love it. I'm somewhat of a patriot
myself. It's 11 to 12, right?
Yeah. Yep. 11 to 12 Eastern Standard tomorrow. Okay.
Yep.
Right. And then the last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Okay. He lost his card. He's waiting for a replacement.
Oh, jeez.
So I will put it on my card this time.
Okay, if you want
to
change
it. I'll have to call back and change it,
Yeah, just call me before the 18th of August and then I can swap it out for you. Or you could even shoot a text and then I'll call you. Yeah.
All right.
It's set up to reoccur on the 18th day each month, so definitely want to swap it before that comes around.
Okay, so that gives me a month, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's 30 days. We go month by month.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. I'm ready whenever you are.
Sure. 4147.
4147.
1802.
1802.
8821.
8821.
2307.
2307. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration, April 27.
4 of 27. Okay. And then there's a three-digit number on the back.
Yeah. 354.
354. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree, just stop me and I could always rephrase it, but I want to make sure we're on on the same page. Okay. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Montoya Construction.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Mary Canane, receptionist.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Mary, it is important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more so just saying, like, if you're going to add anything after today, which you shouldn't need, really. I mean,
right.
I tried to set you up so that we're your one-stop shop for everything. But if you're going to add anything, double-check that it's not something we're already doing for you or that you're not duplicating any listings. Okay?
Okay. Well, it sounds good. You're covering a lot of area.
Yeah, I mean, we're covering a lot of ground. I'm covering your bases on multiple different directories. So you guys are going to have, you know, a lot of different ways of generating clients. You know, what I wanted to do, though, was not the reason I upgraded you to this package without charging you the difference was more so I wanted to make sure that you had everything under one roof, you know, one way to track everything rather than you have 100 different bills floating around that you're trying to maintain. I feel like this is the most cost-efficient way and the simplest way to get everything done without having your head spin.
Okay.
Right. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Now, we do always recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service, okay? So you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 18th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have locked you in at that discounted rate, okay? So the Platinum Package is advertised at almost double that price on our website.
Okay.
I got you at $299, and then I've locked you in at that rate. So each month moving forward, it's going to renew on the 18th day, but it'll stay $299. It won't go up or change on you. You know, if you guys get 100 calls, 200 calls, you know, bunch of jobs, bunch of money, price the same.
Okay.
We're not going to
nickel
and dime.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And then it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. Again, you're not binded to a contract. We do ask if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing date so we could stop your billing cycle. And it says there's no, like, penalties or cancellation fee or anything like that. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When it clears, you're going to get two text messages from our company. Each text is going to have a series of different things in there. One's an outline of the agreement, and at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. There's a little box in there that they ask you to check, too, just to verify that it was you, not somebody pretending to use your card or pretending to be you, right? And then the other one is going to ask you to send in some photos for the company. Okay, and most of it, you know, I was able to locate some stuff on the website. Like, he has his license on there and some things, and the insurance is on there.
Okay.
Or at least they had it on the back end for us to be able to get access to. But
okay,
I might ask you for simple photos, like maybe his work vehicle. And this isn't stuff that we're going to be giving to the general public. It's more so so we can put what's called an advanced verified badge on your guys' Google business profile. That's on the first page of the search results, and that'll help a lot. What it does is just lets them know, like, hey, this contractor, we've looked into them. They're trusted. It's okay to invite them to your home. You know, they're safe, right? It's traceable.
Okay.
It gives people peace of mind when they're considering hiring a contractor, and they go, okay, you know, this guy's registered with Google and did an advanced verification. It's almost like, and maybe this is not a good analogy, but usually somebody who registers a gun isn't going to commit crime with the gun.
Right.
It's the same concept.
Not when they know where to go to get you.
Yeah, exactly. So same concept with this. You know, it just adds that credibility and that legitimacy. They go, okay, I'm comfortable hiring this person because I can trace it back to them if something went wrong, right?
So do you do a background check and stuff too?
Well, Google actually already has done a type of background check on you guys in order for you to qualify for the placement.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they definitely look into you. They don't just throw anybody up there. But there are other products that you guys can get later in the future, like Google Guarantee, for example. If things are going well, you know, a couple months down the line, we'll sit down and we'll talk about that. And that they do a very extensive background screening on. So we would definitely have to get his cooperation with that and kind of sit down and walk through it. But I think you should be fine with this. I mean, if this is your introduction to marketing, I don't think you'll really need to do more than this for maybe the next year or so, you know, unless you guys really hire some people and get some, you know, grow the company. But I did
Well,
get
now
a...
he's done... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Your
I
payment
didn't
clear. I was
going to say his work...
Oh.
It didn't clear?
No, no. It's because the address, though. It's not anything that you did, or there's not. It's not like it's saying there's not money in there.
Do you need my address for it?
Yeah, we need your billing address.
Okay. Sure. It's 21 T-Town, T-E-A, T-O-W-N, one word, Court, Carmel, New York.
Got it.
10512. Next town over, Carlos.
Oh, yeah. You guys aren't far at all. Yeah, and this is just for the billing information. So, again, we want that to match up. This isn't going to be listed anywhere.
I was like, it didn't clear.
Yeah, I know. That's like, there's something I couldn't imagine I'm hearing about. What have I been doing all this work for the last, you know? Yeah, no, that's why I was like, don't panic. It's not you. It's just saying.
No, nope, that's fine. Yeah, we should have thought of that.
Yeah, we use VeriSign Secure, so if something doesn't match up, then they won't process it.
Right,
okay,
cool.
This one looks like it's going to go through now. So
yeah.
You will get those two texts. Again, the one you got to sign off on is under your name, so try to look for that, and then you're good to go until that client interview tomorrow at 11. I did text you my number. Okay, if anything changes or you have questions, just feel free to call in, okay? We also have 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay.
All right, Mary.
I'm going to put you on speaker, and I'm going to look for that text message.
Okay,
I got it. Okay,
you got
I got it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so there's a link in there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Cool.
It's also there's also a hard copy of it sent over to the company email, too. So that way you guys have it outlined in writing that you're getting that discounted rate for as long as you're with us.
All right. That's awesome.
All right. Well, I'll leave you to it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow at 11, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you so very much, John, and thank Tara for me also.
Absolutely. I will. I'll tell her. I actually see her outside of work pretty often, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, she's awesome. We go to the same church, so I'll let her know.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay, thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.